mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. We're just going to open the phones up and blitz through your calls one after another. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be going back to Scott so you can finish up, and then Walt and Kenny and Omar and many, many others that are patiently holding. We still have Carol, don't we? Good, Carol Baker. Carol, listening to that colonel, I mean, he's a good guy. I talked to him during the break. He knows quite a bit about the New World Order. He just got to be very careful about what he says. But to recap what we're facing in the last 7-8 days with this hurricane, just give us your take on it.
Well, I kind of wanted to ask him, too, if he had heard of the 29 Palms survey, which also what that does is establish the fact that they have been moving toward turning our military over, and I'm sure the same kind of brainwashing is going on.
And now, by not bringing in aid, by letting it fall apart, that this trains the public and the troops that, see, you got to fight the American people.
Right.
It's a huge battlefield test.
Yeah, well, it is. And, of course, that's why they've tried to shut up the Michael New Deal. Didn't want it publicly addressed. Didn't want it in a federal court. They don't want to hear that, you know, because they don't want the public to know that our military is being stolen. And if you know people out there, folks that are listening, that young men who are talking about going to register for the military, they need to be apprised that when they go in there, they are no longer, they take an oath, but they're under United Nations colonels and generals, and they're liable to be shipped. We're in like 135 to 140 different countries right now, Alex. Our military is strung out all over the globe. And so when we need help here, who's going to come? Those same UN troops that Henry Kissinger was talking about at the Bilderberg meeting in Evian, France.
Well, it's not a joke, and we've always said they could use a natural disaster to bring in martial law, not a terror attack. But
and by the way, one of the executive orders that I believe it was Johnson. Let me see here. Let me flip over here and see if I can find Johnson's statement. Because he...
I'll tell you what, find that statement. Let's go back to the caller, and we'll cover those statements after the break. Stay with us a few more minutes.
Okay.
Can you do that, Carol?
Sure.
Okay, let's go back to Scott in Texas. Scott, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, Alex. My question was, to the colonel, was who's in charge of this joint task force? And could it be Dick Cheney in charge of the whole thing, running it from...
Well, see, that's
the
problem. I mean, you've got this well-meaning parish president crying and saying FEMA's cutting the communication lines and won't let water come in, but let's give FEMA more power.
Right,
that's basically
right.
All these well-meaning people just don't seem to get it.
That's right. And
the government can't help you, won't help you, never been its job to help you. The founding fathers told us they're only going to hurt you.
That's right, and it's time to start, you know, seeing this and knowing that these people are doing that. Another thing, though, is we really can hold the fire to Congress, because most of them are basically spineless. There's a few courageous ones that have figured out, you know, what it is in them that they're willing to die for, but the vast majority of them are just out for themselves. They're out for
exactly, folks. Yeah, the globalists have bought and paid for it. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back with Carol and give you a few more executive orders and some quotes, and we're posting a lot of these on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But when it rains, it pours. You know, I had this horrible migraine headache last night, which I very rarely have, these folks. It was so bad I couldn't walk. It was the most pain I've ever felt in my life, times five. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I barely did the show today. I got a pretty bad headache right now, but it's nothing. And this would normally be a horrible headache. This is like absolute pleasure. So if I'm a little bit off today, I apologize. And then Paul Watson's got sinus infection today. He's at the doctor right now, but he's going to be updating when he gets back. So, you know, when it rains, it pours. We'll be right back with Carol Baker, your calls, and a lot more. And we'll recap the top news as well. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you, Carol Baker is just a great lady. I've been interviewed on her show many times there in Little Rock and other areas of Hot Springs, other areas there in Arkansas. And then I hadn't heard from her in a couple of years, and she called me and sent me a lot of information and helped us write this article we're putting together about multiple cities, multiple parishes, where they've caught FEMA destroying equipment, not letting people through, destroying communications equipment, not letting water and food through. Armed guards are having to protect the infrastructure from FEMA, who literally is secretly trying to make things worse. And they've been caught red-handed, and now it's even on Fox television. You know, armed deputies blocking highways, not letting FEMA into the county. I mean, this is a criminal organization. And there's so many good people in other compartments of the government that just don't understand this. But we've been aware of it for a long time. But I said, where you been, Carol? And then she said, oh, my son died in an automobile accident. And, you know, and I was telling her, I have children. I could not imagine the grief, the pain. Because, I mean, I love my children more than I love my parents, my wife. I mean, there's just no contest. It is a love that, you know, just a love that you can never imagine until you have children. That's why the globalists hate children, hate families. They don't want you to experience that. But you know, seeing those mothers and those little bitty babies and holding their babies up going, please help us. The troops wanted to help them, but they were told just aim machine guns at them. That's what FEMA told them. Then General Honore showed up and said, don't aim your guns at people. I have that on video. But FEMA is just so evil, folks. But you've got a few quotes here from and a few things LBJ did and a few other things with executive orders and FEMA. But before we get to that and then take some calls, why don't you talk about, you know, that experience, bringing back those thoughts of losing your son.
Well, I was thinking of the pain. There's no grief. You'll know loss of your parents. You'll know, loss of your grandparents. We all expect to die. I mean, as we get older. But you just don't know what grief is until you lose a child. And I had to think about that when I saw these infants being taken out of their mother's arms and handed over and put in a plane separating from their mother. And then I see these stories of children who have been separated from their mother or from their grandparents or from whoever they were living with. And they're just alone.
And the CPS, whose own training manual says the family is a disease.
Absolutely.
They're going to be feeding on those families. And, folks, they have the Air Force. They have the planes to get everybody out. They don't have to make people leave their chihuahuas, much less, mothers having to stay behind while their six-month-old baby gets flown off.
Oh, some of these were 2 and 3 month old infants that I saw them lifting out and handing them to military guys in camo clothing.
Some of those roads were open, and FEMA, quote, wouldn't let the people walk out of the city. It was, you got to go here. No, turn back. No, turn back. See, they want to control it to have all these images and train us to see this. Train us to see families being broken up. When I went and filmed anti-terror training that they call disaster training in Police State 2000, they practice breaking up the families. We have it on video. Why do they do that? Folks, this is evil.
It is evil.
With compartmentalization, that young Marine Corps private doing the breakup of the family, he doesn't know. He thinks he's doing good. Sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say that, under the laws that they've got for these FEMA camps, it was Representative Gonzalez and Jack Brooks that tried to bring that out in the hearings, the Iran-Contra hearings, about the plans to take and dislocate, move people.
Yeah, Gonzalez said the plans are to use terrorism or manufacture it and then bring in martial law.
He absolutely did, and as I commented, Senator Daniel in no way would allow him to bring that up. He just absolutely
We will not talk about that here. That is classified. If you would like, we will talk about that in executive session.
That's exactly right.
By the way, I just thought of something. The instant message, Ryan Slickhuysen, get him to go to that part of America Destroyed by Design. It's in the second half. There's one part where it shows Jack Brooks being told to shut up about the FEMA camps, and then there's the other part where Gonzalez talks about the Roundup plans. Get him to post both those. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the Johnson EO 11310 grants the Department of Justice the authority to enforce the plan set out in these executive orders, to institute industry support, to establish judicial and legislative liaisons to control all aliens, to operate, or refugees as they call them, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. That was under Johnson. Johnson wrote that one out. And then one that Clinton did, which erodes the state and local power, was Executive Order 13083, which is really about our 10th Amendment rights. It's provisions which talks about states' rights and exceptions to the rule whereby the federal government can step in and intercede in the states and get this quote, when decentralization increases the cost of government, thus imposing additional burdens on the taxpayer. Wait a minute here. We have a decentralized government by design. And I'd like to read a short statement
here. Well, our founding fathers had a decentralized government because a centralized always gives you tyranny.
That's exactly what they understood. And this is a statement made by Abraham Lincoln, January 27th of 1838. It says, at what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it were ever to reach us, it must spring upon us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all times or die by suicide. That was President Abraham Lincoln in an address to Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, in January of 1938.
Yeah, that's an incredible statement. I hope you use that in the article you're going to put together, Carol. And for those that don't realize what we're facing here, the government was the author of this. The government didn't fix the levees when the other good parts of the government said it's the biggest disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, Alex!
So they create the crisis, they hold back the aid and make it worse, and then they say, we got to take over your life and run your life now for your own good.
Alex, I have to bring up something I saw yesterday when Bill Clinton was there in Baton Rouge in one of the areas where he was allowing people to come and ask him questions, and they got
posing as our savior with Bush.
Right. He got up there and he made statements, and he was asked about those levees. He said, well, you know, during my first administration, we had a study done on those levees in New Orleans. And he said, then toward the end of my second one, there was some more discussion or studies done. And he says, I don't know what became of those studies. I just could not believe it.
How do you know when Bill Clinton's lying, his lips are moving, he cut the funding?
Yeah, well,
and so did George Bush at an even greater level. But it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people. So again, they create the crisis. Bottom line, and then tell us, give up all our rights because they'll do a better job next time. Let's talk to Walt in Michigan. Walt, go ahead.
Hello, my friend.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
By the way, in 1995, my son and I confronted one of 42 representatives to the 1992. Population Control Conference in Cairo, Egypt. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Mr. Bush and his buddies always love to congregate when they come here in Michigan. They've internationalized the Calvin College up there, and they were installing students to be head of the NGO that was centered in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on population.
Well, we've got video of Lanzig flying the U.N. flag above the American flag.
Yeah, but nothing surprises me. But let me tell you what happened in this meeting. About 25 of us showed up. We confronted her about the conference and the issues and discussions and speeches given by several of the members, including good old Jacques Cousteau. Well, Jacques Cousteau recommended in his little speech that he says, I hate to say it, folks, but we got to find a way to give her 36,000 people a day to keep up.
350,000.
It's correct. Horrible to say it,
yeah.
But it's even worse not to say it. Yeah,
he also recommended that they use recycle human remains for animal feed. That's a wonderful explorer of the sea. He recommended that at that meeting. And all this woman could do is run her mouth about how bad Christians were, or people, especially Catholics, how they like large families, you know, and how they would not use...
But you always notice the scum like that got a bunch of kids.
Well, you know what? The interesting part of this woman, she's wealthy. Her old man owned a factory up there. And both of her daughters were engineers. Okay, these were highly educated and wealthy people that were supposedly concerned about population.
Well, why didn't she convince her and her daughters to all commit suicide? If life is so bad.
Well, they think they're above us. They're arrogant, and they're elitist, and they're internationalists, number one, and number two, I should say. And they think that most of us are useless eaters and have nothing to contribute to this life in this world. And what Agenda 21, I just got done going to the website, UN website, which promotes the areas around the world, including New Orleans.
Well, Agenda 21 is the regulations for the world government.
Yeah, it's for them to turn all land back into wilderness and get rid of population.
Well, force us into compact cities where they then will exterminate us.
Yeah, well, they're
especially...
not going to allow those. You mark this, Alex. I don't think they're going to allow hardly anybody, if not anybody, to go back into New Orleans And I hope some of those guys that are running the boroughs down there are listening to what you're saying and what's being said now.
All right, thank you for the call. Got a break here. Come back and talk to many other people. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Researcher, educator, Carol Baker riding a shotgun with us today. We're going to your calls now in fast order, but you had another quote for us. Should be giving us a quote each segment. Give us another one of these quotes, Carol.
Well, to show that, I'm trying to show here, lay the foundations have been laid president by president and executive order by executive order. Now, they retweet them, and I've got the White House document, executive order establishing the Office of Homeland Security, the executive order on critical infrastructure protection.
And they're expanding it more and more and more, and the crises get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, and they bring up some of these former executive orders, and they're not really abolish them. They just change them and tweak them and ratchet them up, if
now,
you will.
What was the other quote?
There was the quote by Catherine Bertinini at the Women's Conference in Beijing about controlling people with food, and she said, "We make no apologies. Food is control. We control human behavior with food." Now, you can just go and look and see what they've done in Africa, other countries, and there are population agendas going on.
No, I mean, now is the time to call our sponsor, the Ark Institute, and, you know, get that year's supply of seed and make a garden and plant it and start, you know, just get, it's plus it's fun, you know, get self-sufficient, get a firearm, get trained with it.
Get a Berkey. Just look at those people down there. If they had Berkey filters in their house, they could go out and dip that filthy water out of their front yard and drink it.
I know. I mean, how anybody could have children and not have storable food and not have guns and not have... I just cannot understand it. I mean, it's not that I thought the world was going to end any day. It's just that the old-timers did it. You know, my grandparents did it. I mean, now we're just so domesticated, folks. People weren't fearful 50, 60 years ago. They were the opposite. And because they weren't fearful, they were prepared. But the average American is afraid to admit something bad could ever happen. And it happens all the time, folks.
Well, I just think, Alex, that there are at least three operations going on down there in that they are achieving. And, of course, one of them is the operational military control.
Training us for martial law.
Martial law control, yes. And then there's the population control that they are implementing. And then there's also the Kelo New London Supreme Court ruling, which I think has a big bearing on it. I heard Lou Dobbs make a statement about when, and I forget now, he was talking to...
it doesn't matter.
Now, anyway, he made the statement that if Halliburton comes in, they'll get the cleanup, something about them having the cleanup contract to clean up New Orleans.
They did get it.
They did get it.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that just interesting?
Well, it's good. They love us.
Yeah.
Let's take some calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny in Florida. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I had two items. One of them is some supporting evidence that this was some kind of a test. When those tourists were reported stranded in the city, they raised $25,000 to hire private buses to come get them. When the buses showed up, the government confiscated them. Then they decided to walk out of the city on their own. When they got out of the exit ramp of the city on the freeway out, they were stopped by leaving the city by armed guards. The armed guard literally shot his gun in the air, telling them, "You cannot leave this city," and told them they must go back in. They had to spend the night on the streets that night.
No, I know. It's total control, training them. You're going to stay here. We're
That's
not going
exactly
to give you food
true.
Or water. This is about you learning to be bossed around. This is all martial law training.
The second item I had to do with the population control. I've read a lot of stuff on Prescott Bush being involved with Nazi financing through the banks and stuff.
Yeah, my film Martial Law covers
right.
that.
But I've seen very little reporting about his involvement with eugenics.
Oh, he was hugely involved.
Yes, he had a eugenics conference in the 1930s, and he was the treasurer of Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood.
Say what, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, see, I can't do all this, folks. I mean, I'm working so hard that I just can't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All of you, and it frustrates me greatly that I can't make all these points, all of you need to write these articles, link to your source data, and I'll post them all as emails on InfoWars.com, on Prison Planet. My websites get millions of readers every week now.
I did on the Truly Nolan article. I hope you got that. I sent a few tips to you.
Well, just send it again and tell my people to post it.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
That should do it.
All right, thank you. Yes, I know. There's just so much evil with these people that I can't even... I could talk faster than an auctioneer, you know, 20 hours a day and never cover it all. I mean, they're just, and it's all documented. I mean, we'll be right back, folks. We'll continue. I am going to go quickly to your calls now, very quickly. We're just going to rush through them when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Well, 1-800-259-9231. Right here on the GCN Radio Network. Often imitated, never duplicated. There's a lot of people like to take credit for the work we do here. A lot of people out there that snipe at us. A lot of liars. A lot of people like to take credit for the local folks in Austin that have been fighting the New World Order so long. Some Johnny-come-lately carpetbaggers. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it's the good people of America that are fighting the New World Order. It's not me. I just want to commend people for the good job they've done fighting corruption in all the great stations, the AM and FM stations across the nation, from upstate New York to Los Angeles, California, from Chicago, Illinois, to right here in Austin, Texas. And I just want to say this. You know, I didn't, in the first hour, tell you about how I had a migraine headache last night because I wanted you to feel sorry for me. And I don't sit here and talk about my personal stuff that's going on. I mentioned it because I'm getting a bunch of emails and calls now because I don't know how good I'm doing on air today. And really, it was almost like a positive thing. I always take something good away from something that happens. I've only had a few other migraines. First time I had one about 5-6 years ago, and of course it's from stress. It's always when I've been working a whole bunch or right after I've taken a break. I like, what on earth is this? I mean, this is like, I mean, I've had like a compound fracture before, folks. You know, bones, you know, snap sticking. And I mean, that's no big deal. You know, I've had all kinds of broken bones and been really sick and had a dislocated shoulder, and it hurts really bad, but it's controllable. I mean, this migraine headache, literally I was on my knees or laying on the bathroom floor for 4 hours, every 5 minutes vomiting uncontrollably, dry heaves. You know, and I knew I had a migraine because my pupils were different sizes. And it was just my brain saying, man, you worry about stuff too much. You work too much. Because yesterday I was just really thinking, really focused, really upset about what's happening. And so we all have to take care of ourselves. But it was so painful, though. I mean, I'm only talking about it because it was such a phenomenon. I mean, it was like I started having these weird thoughts because, you know, the Aztecs would, like, drag big pieces of rope with glass through their tongues to, like, cause pain-induced hallucinations. And, you know, they would do other things I can't mention on air to themselves. I was just thinking how sick, while I'm sitting there vomiting, I was asking God to make the pain go away. Finally, it did go away to a great extent. I was like a baby in there, man. It was just unbelievable. And I cannot describe it. I never knew pain could be this bad. Last few times I had migraines, it was bad. It was nothing compared to this. And while I was sitting there having this migraine, I mean, it just was indescribable. I was just thinking about how thankful I am for life and how thankful we should be when we feel good and how thankful we should be for our health and how thankful we should be for all the blessings we've got. And then I just thought about all those people in New Orleans and surrounding areas with their babies out in the sun 5-6 days with no food or water, and you know how blessed I was to just be having this migraine headache. And then I just thought about how it was the most intense feeling of my life. I mean, and I was thinking, no, you know, it was horrible. And I was thinking just how sick the Aztecs were for wanting. They would take drugs to have horrible headaches, too. They would take these poison plants that they liked to feel like this. I was just thinking, I was just thinking about how evil the devil is and how evil is and how wonderful God is and how wonderful life is and how the bounties of life are so wonderful compared to evil. But life is so short, life is so transitory, we should all be so thankful for every waking moment, for every dream we have, for every blessing we have, for everything we eat. I'm a thankful person, folks. I didn't used to be, but when I eat food, I'm thankful. And when I see a sunset, I'm thankful. When my family, when my children get strong and are intelligent, I'm just so thankful to God. And I don't blame God for that. You know, a lot of people have a horrible migraine, they get mad at God. You know, this is just part of life. But, I don't know, it was just the most intense pain of my life. And it was actually, I don't know, I felt like I got something out of it. At the end of it, I don't know, 4 hours. Some people have these things for days, I've learned. And, you know, my dad's in the medical profession, and he's a dentist, oral surgeon, but he said that he knows a lot of other medical stuff. He said that 20% of the population has debilitating headaches. And I didn't know that. 20% have headaches like this. And there's, folks, it didn't used to be like this. There's something in the food, something in the water. We're running too fast. We're doing too much. All right, there I've just spent 5 minutes babbling. I'm sorry. I just wanted to, for some reason last night I was thinking, I said, I'm going to tell this story tomorrow. So there I've told the story. What do you think of that story, Carol?
I think I have had some very serious sinus headaches that I got a sick stomach over, and I thought they were just about as bad as they could be, and it is it's a horrible pain. I haven't had one, thank God, in a very long time, and I think he's healing me through some things that I'm doing, and I just have to encourage everybody to work on improving your immune system, because I think we are going to be hit designedly so by some of the Fort Detrick designer diseases that they've got for us.
Well, you know, they've got machines they sell in law enforcement handbooks. The sonic nausea machine where they, and it goes, police buy these to use on crowds of people giving speeches they don't like. We use these in prisons to make people sick. So our government has this stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. And
I'm not saying that's what happened. People have always had headaches, folks. But,
yeah.
I mean, the only reason I'm talking about it is it was just so intense. Man, I didn't know. That pain could go to this level. Let's go ahead. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, you know, bones sticking out of flesh feel wonderful compared to this. The time I, you know, basically cut my finger off felt wonderful compared to this. I mean, I have a horrible headache right now, and it feels wonderful compared to this. Anyways, interesting side note. We got, but see, you know, there was a man who complained he had no shoes till he saw a man who had no feet. We are all so blessed, ladies and gentlemen. We're blessed with life. I mean, when you have children, folks, you're giving them life. You know, God gives them life through you, and but you know they're also going to die. I mean, this is the experience. You're also giving them all that pain.
Alex, when I lost my son, I have to say that was that thought went through my mind. Lord, why him and not me? Why didn't you take me first? And I have to say that he lays it on your heart that he didn't just leave you here for no reason. People, if he left you, if he gives you one more day, he wants you to get out there and fight the good fight. That's why he left me here. I just have to believe that's why he left me here.
Absolutely. We've just got to be thankful for life and thankful for all of God's bounties. Let's go ahead and go to these calls. Let's talk to Omar in Michigan. Go ahead, Omar.
Nothing was done in Louisiana until Union General Kurt D. White, a high priest of the free accepted ancient order of Melchizedek, called the governor's office in Louisiana and told her assistant to go back to search and rescue status, and that we were coming to rescue our people, provide transportation out of Louisiana and bury the dead, and for the soldiers to stand down or bloodshed would ensue. People in Michigan can attest to my words as Governor Jennifer Granholm pleaded for us not to go down there, and everyone was shocked because this happened, meaning the response from the authorities within minutes of Kurt D. White's call. Buses and helicopters came to the aid of our people, unknown to the American government, who had ordered them not to give aid at that time.
Well, we've seen it in front of everybody where the government for at least 5 days did nothing on purpose, and now we've learned that FEMA has been cutting communications lines and not letting police get food and water to people. And so in multiple parishes, the sheriffs have taken over and are actually having to guard infrastructure from FEMA.
And also, they was playing the race card, which has really got people in an uproar that don't understand.
It's designed to divide people.
Right. Everybody is suffering. When we came, we was going to, basically were concerned about our own people, but we would have provided assistance to anybody. So I just want to let y'all know that, you know, everybody black is not thinking about racism.
Now, we know that. We know the government always does it. Ooh, there's this little group over here, and they're bad. And see, we got to take all your rights to keep you safe from them.
Remember the old divide and conquer. Satan has been at it since day one.
Well, we've always been under terrorism in some form in this country. So we're not scared of it. You know, like we say, bring it. But whatever they want to do, that's what it's going to be. Because if, you know, somebody tries to do something to anybody black or try to make them a surf or a bootlicker, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's, I was told somebody hung up. Who's up next? David in Delaware. You're on the air. Go ahead, David.
Yes, Alex. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good, sir.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to let you know I'm the one that puts the different videos in the libraries.
Yes.
But also, within the past couple months, they removed the power hour from the radio at WKDI Denton. And as of today, I believe they cut you off. I didn't hear it yesterday, but they said because of not enough support.
Well, we gain two or three affiliates now for affiliates we lose. I know we've been on there in Maryland 3-4 years.
Yes.
And that's really, really sad if that did it. But they've taken us off, I think, before and then put us back on.
Oh, have
you? You know, I can't control what radio stations do.
No.
God bless them for carrying the show when they did.
That's right. But anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know that if anybody's out there that would like to support Alex, please call the Denton, Maryland radio station to put him back on there. He's needed.
All right, thanks for the call. you know, stations get bought, stations get sold, stations get new management. And I'm only thankful to affiliates. But it is important to sponsor them and to support the sponsors. Well, getting ratings is no problem. But, you know, you're not going to get General Motors advertising with you when you talk about how General Motors is being sold out. You know, so it's really simple. But the audience is here, so, and we have great network sponsorship. And we're growing. We're blessed. But that is a great loss because we've been on that station for quite a few years. Let's go ahead and, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Even have some open lines, 1-800-259-9231. Tom in Kansas City. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
I just want to touch on a personal note. I actually feel for you with the migraines. I've been suffering with them since I was about 5 or 6 years old, and the completely crippling nausea, the vomiting, man, I feel for you. I still get them usually 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, Lord.
And I
get them about every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
What do you do to stop them?
Actually, cannabis. I actually self-medicate because the drugs that were given throughout my youth were pretty hardcore drugs.
Well, I'll say this on air right now, and it's true. There's hundreds of medical reasons to use marijuana. It's admitted. George Washington, in fact, that was the old, I'd forgotten that. For headache, it was to smoke a pipe load of the particular type of hemp. And you know, I don't smoke marijuana, but if I would have smoked marijuana last night instantly if it had made this headache go away.
I mean, it does help. And again, I'm not advocating other people out there try it because of other people's personal physical conditions and whatnot. I'm just saying personally.
No, well, I mean, we know it works for glaucoma. We know it works for, I mean, it's just wonderful.
It is. And back down to business. One thing I haven't really heard or seen anybody speak of is the private property that is owned in New Orleans right now. What is going to happen when, you know, this city is, you know, drained of all the water? And
Kilo is going to happen to it.
Yeah, well, in fact, she talked about that. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. I mean, this is why they're saying if we've got a better economic thing to do with your land for some big fat cat, we're going to take your property. Go talk about it.
They talked this morning about the shortfall now in educational funds in Mississippi and in Louisiana. Of course, they've got a whole lot of schools in New Orleans that they won't have a school this year. But Mississippi and Louisiana were talking this morning about the need to find more taxes for their schools. Well, where are they getting it? Property. And so I think they'll use the eminent domain thing and the Kelo ruling to seize a lot of that land. And they say they will naturalize some of it, but some of it, they'll use it as the globalists want it used. It won't go to the people that had it before, I don't believe.
Alrighty. No, I agree with you. You're going to have major land-grabbing scams going on here for that big tourist mecca. Julius in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome, Julius.
Welcome, Alex. I have two things for you guys. Number one is on your personal diet. My kid had those kinds of migraines where you're on the floor like you're describing and you can't move an inch, and my wife had the same thing. And with my son, we've completely eliminated him as long as he stays away from two things, modern dairy products and high fructose corn syrup. And he eats basically a diet of fresh lean meat and lots of vegetables. He uses olive oil and guacamole for sources of fat.
No, I've heard that. That's it.
If you try that for about 2 or 3 weeks, and read every label on everything you drink and eat, and keep the high fructose corn syrup out. Keep out all the dairy things like whey and casein and milk and cheese and all those things that you actually can live without if you give yourself a couple weeks away from them. You'll find that you feel so much better, and I bet you'll never have a migraine headache again.
I've heard dairy can actually, this is all the garbage they add to it.
Yeah, well, if my kid eats just 2 Oreo cookies with a little bit of high fructose corn syrup in it, he gets the onset of a migraine. Just 2 little bitty cookies. That's all it takes.
No, that stuff's unnatural, yeah. You want to talk about the hurricane or anything?
Yes. I think that we could make a heck of a good argument, a whole bunch of us, if we could get some attorney to ramrod this through. We should turn around the tables on them with this eminent domain thing, and we should say that since the overlays of government in that area called New Orleans has completely destroyed $20 billion worth of property, we should sue to remove all the overlays and have a free city project, like this free state project. But New Orleans is small enough, it's a manageable thing. If a whole bunch of us, if tens of thousands of us went down there and put our minds and our hearts into it, we could build a new Hong Kong on the North American continent.
You know, you're right. Well, we could build like a Taiwan. It could be the free America.
Yeah, and what you could do, see, is you could dredge out the lower parts of the areas, bring the ocean in and make like a new Venice and take all the fill from the dredging and build the other parts of the land up higher. You could end up with something that's beautiful and valuable and attracts tourists.
Oh, yeah, that's what the Dutch do.
Well, we could do it.
No, it's a good idea. We'll take a few final calls on the other side, 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, to be specific, that Denton radio station up in Maryland did not take us off the air. The analog satellites are going off of analog. All the other Patriot networks got taken off except for others with special connections. And they'll be taken off in the next few months off of analog satellite. We need, and the network has just been so busy or whatever, but didn't get with the owners and didn't get them the receiver they needed. That's a valuable affiliate. And so for the folks listening, tell the Denton station, if I have to, I'll get them a receiver. Besides, it'll sound better once they get on digital anyways. So we apologize about that. And, you know, the network should handle it. It's not my job, but I'll handle it if I have to. What stepping up's all about. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, where are you calling us from? Welcome, sir.
How you doing? I just wanted to call and let you know we got some of the evacuees here in Fort Smith at an old Army base called Fort Chaffee.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch here in Texas.
Yeah, and it's only about 4,000 that are going to stay there. They're still land, but they're passing about 20,000 through processing out there. And after they got here, they didn't even let them eat for an additional 10 hours after they got here. And volunteers were out there with food and everything, and the Army said, no, don't feed them anything, just give them water. And I didn't understand, you know, we don't understand what's going on.
It's the higher-ups, it's all about, well, they're going into prison. They're going to break the families up.
That's also what I wanted to talk to you about. They have that old camp cordoned off, roads shut down. They won't let them out of there. And when they do let them out, they'll let them out for a certain time. They gave them a curfew. They won't let anybody in at all.
No, sir, I've been to the training drills. They're going to break the families up. It's going to be CPS on there grabbing kids left and right. It's going to be hell. It's going to be literal feeding on them.
Well, apparently that's what they're doing. And they're not letting anybody in there. And we called the command center out there, and the lady said, well, we're not letting them out because they'll get raped and shot. And we asked her, well, what does she mean by that? What are you talking about? They're going to get raped and shot. These people are human. They should be able to go.
Oh, no, no, they're prisoners. It's freedom, sir. I'll tell you what, send me an email on it. I'll try to check it out. I mean, there's so much happening.
Well, can I get an email address? I was going to take some pictures of the fortress they got set out there now.
Oh, absolutely. Tips at Infowars.com. Take the photos, send me a description. God bless you. Well, that's what we're talking about, Carol, right there.
Exactly. Fort Chaffee's been used before back in 82 when Clinton was governor. They brought in all the Cuban refugees. That was the ones that Fidel Castro turned out of prison that were hardcore criminals and HIV positive and people he did not want to deal with. So he let them, you know, come over here. And Clinton took them in at Fort Chaffee, and then they were later dispersed.
All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, Rodney.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Alex, for taking my call, and it's a great show. I really appreciate you having Ms. Baker on your show today. This lady is a wealth of information. Now, my point regarding other cities that are federalized, I think that it's not unreasonable to think that these might be, at the top of the list when it comes to the globalist targeting.
Yeah, let's be clear. The feds for 2.5 years were already in control of New Orleans.
So what other cities have been federalized like New Orleans?
Kansas City has.
Los Angeles, Detroit, New York.
Oh, my. I think that these cities, now this is just my opinion, I think that they're high targets for the same thing that happened to New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're out of time, Rodney. Thank you. Sorry. Real quick, Richard, you got 30 seconds, Richard.
Mark, with some zinc, that would help your headache quite well.
Okay, well, we're out of time. You'll have to email it to me. Hey, Carol, thanks for coming on with us, okay?
Thank you. Educate. Get out and educate your sheriff.
God bless.
Somebody.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.